Hi guys, this is Sam Deering from Crypto News, also known as Noob Smasher on SoRare. Today I just wanted to share some knowledge and thoughts specifically about Ethereum and its impact on SoRare. I'll start by explaining what Ethereum is and how it works, where I think it's going in 2022, some price predictions based off fundamentals, the impact Ethereum could have on SoRare in the future, and some insights on how you can use fluctuations in the price of ETH to maximize your returns on SoRare. First up, a quick disclaimer, I'm not a financial advisor and this information is free and provided for educational purposes only. A brief history of Ethereum. It all started with Bitcoin that launched in 2009. Then 4 years later in 2013, a Russian-Canadian computer programmer called Vitalik Buterin saw the potential of Bitcoin and suggested some upgrades. The Bitcoin developers did not want to change Bitcoin, so Vitalik took matters into his own hands and wrote a white paper which described a new kind of Bitcoin with more powerful features. He called it Ethereum. Then 2 years later, in 2015, the first version of Ethereum blockchain went live. It's also worth noting that there were eight other major co-founders who contributed to Ethereum at that time, but have all since left it to create their own projects. Some became successful, like Cardano, Charles Hodgkinson, Polkadot, Gavin Wood, and Consensus, Joseph Lubin. The main difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum is that Ethereum has a special feature called smart contracts. This basically means pieces of computer code that can be stored on the blockchain and executed. This groundbreaking technology called smart contracts powers the NFT economy. So when you buy a card on SoRare, you essentially have that card in a smart contract which is stored on the blockchain, which holds your NFT and your wallet address, and this proves that you truly own that NFT. So from 2015, when Ethereum launched, to the current date, 2022, Ethereum has grown massively in popularity. It's now adopted by thousands of projects and apps and processes around 1 million transactions a day. Ethereum has become a victim of its own success. With so many projects now using it, the technology has reached its limits, the transactions have become congested, and the fees have become really expensive, ranging anywhere from a few dollars up to hundreds of dollars per transaction. The rise in the price of transactions on Ethereum has led to two things. One, other layer one blockchains such as Solana and Binance Smart Chain are starting to capture market share because they have much lower fees and higher throughput. Many new NFT projects are launching on these alternative layer one chains instead of Ethereum. It is possible in the future that if Ethereum fails to scale, then SoRare could migrate to a different layer one blockchain. However, in my opinion, this scenario is very unlikely. The second thing that the high Ethereum fees have prompted is a new class of companies being established. These companies are called layer twos. So layer one is the core blockchain and layer two is the company above it that uses that blockchain, sometimes referred to as side chains. So in terms of SoRare, layer one is the Ethereum blockchain, and layer two is the company called Starkware and their sidechain. So when you buy a card on SoRare, it actually gets transferred to your wallet address on the layer two Starkware chain and stored as a token. From here, you can choose to export your NFT and mint it on the decentralized Ethereum blockchain, where you can truly own it and control it. From here, however, it currently cannot be used in SO5. It would need to be transferred back from the decentralized wallet into the centralized wallet held with SoRare, where it can then be used again in SO5. I suspect in the future it may be possible for SoRare to allow decentralized wallets to compete in SO5, but that's a much bigger discussion. Ethereum in 2022. So looking at this year, it's a massive year for Ethereum. As I explained, they're launching a major software upgrade called Serenity, which is essentially referred to as Ethereum 2.0. They are delivering this upgrade in three major stages. Stage one has already been complete, and the final two stages are scheduled for quarter one and quarter two this year, respectively. The two remaining stages scheduled for this year are the switch from proof of work to proof of stake and the merge of the Ethereum blockchain into ETH 2.0. As you may or may not know, Bitcoin and Ethereum currently use electricity and computing power to verify transactions. The upgrade of Ethereum to proof of stake will make it more eco-friendly as it no longer has to use lots of electricity to verify transactions. Instead, it will use something called validator nodes, stake large amounts of ETH to verify transactions for rewards. The final stage, called the merge, will lead to an 80 to 90% reduction in the issuance of ETH released into the supply. This basically means that the supply of ETH will become deflationary once the upgrade has completed. There is a website called watchtheburn.com where you can see the ETH that's being burned in the transactions and see the daily net issuance of ETH. If ETH becomes deflationary, it may become more valuable proposition to large traditional investors who now see Ethereum as a hedge against inflation. It's also worth noting that this upgrade introduces a new technology called sharding, which essentially means 64 new subchains which help process the transactions in parallel, allowing Ethereum to handle way more transactions from currently 13 transactions a second up to a theoretically massive 100,000 transactions per second. These new speed upgrades will also become available to layer 2s, including Starkware, and allow them to improve and scale up their services to clients such as SoRare. This Ethereum upgrade will benefit the SoRare ecosystem massively, as Starkware will now be able to provide them with more minting power, cheaper, faster, and more efficient services. SoRare could utilize these new upgrades to produce more interactive NFTs, and it would also enable them to introduce new scarcity, say one of 10,000, to help facilitate more transactions as the user base grows. These new technology upgrades will also close the gap on Web3, with SoRare now being able to facilitate extremely low cost deposits and withdrawals of ETH and cards to and from external wallets. It currently costs $200 and a waiting time of 8 to 10 hours to withdraw a card from SoRare. Hopefully with ETH 2.0, this will become a thing of the past, withdrawals being instant and the fees next to nothing. ETH price predictions. First off, I don't have a crystal ball, so we'll have to look at what happened in the past and some fundamentals to guesstimate the price of the movements of ETH in the next couple of years. 2 years ago, ETH was only $180. It currently sits around $3,800. That's a 2,000% increase in just the past 2 years. So looking at this year, because of the massive software upgrade that's happening, in my opinion, ETH will continue to move sideways in price through quarter one and quarter two. We might see some big up and down volatility when the software upgrade happens. This volatility will come from speculators and people taking profits from their ETH2 validator nodes and locking 32 ETH per node and taking profits from that. I expect the dump will continue for a few weeks and that once it's settled down, we might see a U-turn in the price of ETH reaching new all-time highs in the second half of this year, ending the year around $6,000. This is great news for SoRare as it would give them another year to evolve using ETH as the game economy. It's a little bit far ahead to guess what will happen in 2023, but if I had to guess, if the Ethereum upgrade was successful, we will see a massive adoption in the number of Ethereum blockchain ecosystem users, and the ETH price could rise as much as $15,000 by the end of 2023. If this does happen, SoRare will have a big decision to make. Do they continue using ETH as the game economy, or do they switch to a SoRare token or a stable token to target the global mass market? SoRare and ETH. When SoRare first started a few years ago, the price of Ethereum was very cheap compared to now. And this has led to a lot of early adopters having inflated galleries in terms of the fiat price. The higher the price of ETH gets, the bigger the gulf gets between new managers entering the space and these early adopters. If you take a practical example, look at the price of Hans Vanneken 2 years ago. The rare card was 0.1 ETH, which is around $18. Currently, that 0.1 ETH would be worth $380. Together with the card growth from 0.1 ETH to 0.8 ETH, that card is worth around $3,000 today. Now, assuming that that card holds its ETH value at 0.8 ETH, 2 years from now, that same card could be worth $12,000. To me, these numbers do not look sustainable. If Ethereum continues to rise, it will surely price out all the new managers joining. The introduction of new scarcities does not really solve this problem for the long run, as it's just a factor down from the previous scarcity. If we look at the current price of Hans Vanaken Limited card, it's around 0.1 ETH, which is exactly what the rare price was 2 years ago. Could history repeat itself here? Could limiteds become the new rares in 2 years' time? You may have also noticed that some new people joining SoRare are using the fiat currency as the primary metric and ignoring the ETH value. I think this is flawed logic, as it's important to recognize the price movements of Ethereum and use it to guide our decisions. For example, the best time to buy cards depends on the source of your funds. If you're buying with fiat, the best time to buy is when the ETH price is low. For example, if a card is listed at 1 ETH, say $4,000, and ETH drops $500 overnight, that card is still listed for 1 ETH, but now costs $3,500, so saving you $500 on your purchase. Alternatively, if you're using ETH to buy the cards instead of fiat, then the price of ETH doesn't matter, as you're just using ETH to buy ETH. The best time to sell cards depends on, do you need the fiat or do you need the ETH? If you need the fiat, obviously the best time to sell is when the ETH price is high. So if you're selling your gallery, waiting for the ETH price to go up a bit could make you more money. Alternatively, if you need ETH and you don't need the fiat, then it's actually better to sell when the ETH price is low. This is because some people will be buying in from fiat and the fiat value of the card is lower, potentially more attractive for the buyer. Depositing and withdrawing ETH is quite a simple formula. The best time to deposit ETH into your SoRare account is when the price of ETH is low, as you can get more ETH for your fiat. And the best time to withdraw ETH is when the price of ETH is high to get more fiat. Checking the price movement of ETH before making these decisions can save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in the long run. Conclusions. So to conclude, Ethereum is having a major software upgrade this year, which we should all keep a close eye on. In my opinion, this will cause the price of ETH to fluctuate a lot throughout this year. We can use this price movement in ETH to make our decisions more optimal when buying and selling cards. It can help us grow our ETH balances if we're trading, and it can help us cash out more fiat if we're taking profits. I hope this has helped you, and I wish you the best of luck for 2022. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact me via Twitter, @SamDeering. Cheers. Thank you.